Once again, our loving, gracious, almighty God and Father in heaven, unto thee do we bow, loving Father, in mind and heart, appreciating the hymn that we sung to realize we may sing praises unto thee and thy beloved Son, our King, and the means by which we might have our righteousness. We thank thee, loving Father, for the divine providence upon each of our individual lives over the many years of our consecration of the past, permitting us still to have the type of mind and heart that seeks to be together and fellowship together, learn of thy divine word, instructions for the new creature, and to learn concerning the blessings for the families of the earth. Loving Father, may thy blessings rest upon this convention. Bless each of the individual brethren that to serve from this platform. May they be motivated by the high principles of truth and righteousness. May their hearts be filled with thy Holy Spirit, loving Father, and we thereby that listen, we also may be blessed. Remember the whole Israel of God, loving Father. May soon thy full kingdom be established. May soon thy blessings be to the families of the earth. In the meantime, may we be faithful, loving Father, under thy kind hand. Watch and care over us. Direct us in all things. Through Christ we pray. Amen.
Well, dear brethren, what better way to voice a welcome than to bring you some love from your brethren? So we will do this first. Brother Bill and Sister Jane Booty wanted to be remembered to all those that would be gathered here. Brother Bob and Sister Nancy Luker, Bud and Jean Kirkham, and they want to greet us with their love with the reading of Psalms 16, verse 5 through 11. Brother Ed, would you read that for us?
This is Psalm 16, 5 through 11. The lines are fallen unto me in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. I will bless the Lord who hath given me counsel. My reins also instruct me in the night seasons. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore my heart is glad, and my glory rejoiceth. My flesh also shall rest in hope. For thou wilt not leave my soul in Hades, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. Thou shalt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore.
Thank you, Brother Ed. And dear friends, it is our privilege, and we were going to say duty, but that's probably too strong a word, to welcome you. And we know of many different ways to welcome our brethren, but the best one we know is to welcome you in the name of the Heavenly Father and in the name of Jesus, our Savior. And we're going to borrow from one other beloved one. And this is from John 3, verse 14. He says, I trust I shall see thee. Well, I submit that you've been trusting a little about the seeing your brethren assembled here. And then he goes on to say, we shall speak face to face. Greet the friends by name. Hello, Brother Carl. Sister Millie, Brother Ed, Sister Barbara, brethren, yes, welcome. The modern English says, I hope to see you and we'll have a heart-to-heart talk. I like that too, because we expect much of the Heavenly Father these next few days and our Savior. In fact, we expect very much from our brethren. And we know they've never failed us. And we expect to give to. And friends like John, the Salem brethren, then, here and want to say, it's good to see you. And we really mean it. It's good to see you. It's been a long, hard winter for some. So we need the refreshment that you bring in that vessel. You carry, the vessel you carry for the Lord. We want to talk heart to heart. We want to talk about our Heavenly Father and His wonderful plan. We want to know what He has been doing for you. And we want to tell you what He's been doing for us. We want the full effect of the promises, such as we find in Malachi 3:16. They that feared the Lord spake often to another, and the Lord hearkened. Isn't that wonderful? And He heard it, and a book of remembrance was written before Him for them that reverenced or feared the Lord and that thought upon His name. To think of what this means, to think upon the Lord's name, what a privilege. But it's more than that. He says that the Heavenly Father, that is, He says He wants to hear. He wants to hear this. He wants to hear about our words that we are talking about in this holy place. To see the evidence of the inner man of the heart, to commingle our joys in the Lord, to strengthen the hold that we must have on the sacrificial flame. In Hebrews 12:12, modern English, when it is all over, we can see that it has quietly produced the fruits of real goodness. And then we can take a fresh grip on our life, and we can even brace up our trembling limbs. Brother Ed, has your limbs been trembling since last we met? Well, that's one of the purposes, isn't it, that we're here. Yes, on the right path, the limping feet recover strength and does not collapse. Because that means that the Father has been no less, but maybe our grip has been. So let us take a good hold of Him, that that limping leg may find strength, may find purpose in all the attendant needs of we, the Christian of today, the true Christian. So, brethren, indeed we welcome you in this wonder-working work of the Holy Spirit of God. Isaiah 55 speaks of this this way: seek ye the Lord while He may be found. Now we submit that we're seeking Him in a special way, a special finding, so special it will never, never be offered again. Call ye upon Him while He is near, and He has promised, or 2 or 3 or 15 or 30 are gathered in My name, I will be there. And it is good to know that there is an eye and an ear that marks our coming and will rejoice with us when we have arrived. And we have arrived now, brethren, and we speak in terms on the program and words and letters to our brethren about Salem Convention, but not really. We are just privileged to be used. Let us think of it in terms of it is the Lord's convention for His people to supply their needs. So let us our hearts and our minds be ready. Yes, prepared, expecting, And then we will be touched by this sacred flame of our abiding presence of Jesus Christ. And we can speak of him that dwelt in the bush as Moses did, possibly. Exodus 30:3. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burnt. And you know what the bush is? You are the bush. The church is that bush. It has a flame, but it doesn't burn up the bush. And that's because the Lord is there. That is why we can say all who bring their spirituality to this holy convocation brings this, or brings at least a part of this sacred flame. So we may all have the opportunity as well as the responsibility of being a bush of light that the Lord has kindled. To bring our offerings of apprehension and appreciation of Jesus Christ, the wealth of this assembly will then be the aggregate of what is known of Christ Jesus in our day and age, in every heart, for greater enrichment, as well as for the service and the pleasure of our Heavenly Father. Exodus 3:4, and when the Lord saw that he turned aside, that is Moses, or we can apply it to ourselves, when we turned aside to come to this place, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. Or it might be Norman, Norman. Or Leonard, Leonard. And he said, as we should say, here I am. And by the very fact that you are here, the Lord has a reason for it too, besides our reasons that we have why we assemble together. And may we all find that purpose. Could be in our fellowship with one another. It could be such little things. Our attention to the lessons, expecting the Lord will find us in our needs through words from the brethren from this platform, or many of the other ways that you have heard others speak of in their welcoming you elsewhere in the name of Jesus. So for this cause we faint not, but though the outward man perish, yet the inward man in expectation we believe will be renewed this day and the next day and the next day, is our prayer and is our expectation for all and also for us. In another place, we'll listen again to some words of the Apostle Paul through the modern English rendering. This priceless treasure we hold, so to speak, is in a common earthenware jar. To show that the splendor of the power belongs to God and not to us. We are never to forget that. And I think most of us realize that. But sometimes we might fail to remember that we are carrying God's power, and that might encourage us to do a little more in helping the spiritual needs of our brethren, because that is one of its uses. Yes, we find that in the outworkings of the Lord's Spirit, as he pours our little vessel, and as we use it and assimilate it it becomes greater, and that is because it is to be imparted after it's done its work within our hearts and minds. So then, we may be puzzled, but never in despair, the Apostle Paul goes on to say, we are persecuted, but we never stand alone. We may be knocked down, but we're never knocked out. Every day we experience something, and I like that, every day. That tells you something about the mind of Paul as he looked at his experiences. Every day we experience something of the death of Jesus. And can we add a parenthesis here? And the joys of Jesus. For we submit that if today you die a little more for Jesus, that joy is magnified fourfold. Because of that, we have in faithful surrender to Jesus. Yes, so that we may also know the power of the life of Jesus. And that's what it's all about. John 14:18, he says, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Now, won't you categorize that as a verse of welcome? And we give it to you from Salem, because the Lord has given it to us through his word, and we delight to do so. Yes, Jesus will not leave us comfortless. He will come to us. He comes to work a blessing, possibly a needed blessing, a much needed blessing. And always remember, Jesus has great delight in coming or going into God. And then he leads us into our Father's presence. And we also submit that is probably why he goes so often to his Father, that he might take one of us with him. Yes. We are a deep interest to him. Exodus 3:5. And he said, draw not nigh hither, put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. And in one sense, the place that we stand today is very holy. It is very holy. If we believe that Jesus and the Lord our Father is here, it is very holy ground. Now, David had prepared a dwelling place for the Lord upon Mount Zion, remember, because he loved it. And his heart clung more to that place. And you remember the reason why? Because he prepared it. Well, if we prepare our hearts and minds for the indwelling of the blessing that the Father has, we will go from this sacred place, and not because it's Salem or because of this beautiful facility here, because of the temple that is built within them, a heart and mind. A dwelling place for God, we are told. And he wants this to be so. We need to have such a region in our hearts today and in this weekend. And may we say in a special sense. Now we need it every day, don't we? We need it down at the workplace. We need it home when we're doing the dishes. But maybe we pray if the Lord pleases, this will be a very special time and place because of that burning bush that He provides. Psalms 89 and 7. But before we read this, you know, reverence. Reverence. It kind of rolls on the tongue, doesn't it? It's a wonderful word. Profound respect. Mingled with deepest affection. That kind of send chills up and down your spine when you think of the Heavenly Father in relationship to reverence or our dear Savior. We hope you feel the chill of the spine, but it's a special chill, isn't it? And maybe then when we read this Psalms 89 and 7, it might come back up the shoulders. God is greatly to be reverenced in the assembly of the saints, and to be had in the reverence of all them that are about Him. Yes, the Spirit of our Master is a hidden, living principle of the mind and heart. And remember, never forget, few really have it in the sense that the Lord has given it to each one of you. Well, let's see, our time's gone. We'd like to go on and on talking about the wonder work the Lord is doing for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. It's all there. But we'll leave that to the other brethren that will serve in this plan for and remind them of their joy and anticipation that lies before them. The joy of awakening a deeper sense of our relationship to the Father and the Son. You who will serve from this platform have that privilege. May it be carried well. May it be felt in the mind as well as in the heart. And may its effect deepen our appreciation of the harvest truths that we are privileged to talk about together. So, dear brethren, welcome. Welcome in the name of Jesus. Welcome in the name of the Heavenly Father. And welcome in the name of the Salem Ecclesia. We love you. We love you in the Lord. And we know you love us in the Lord. Now, our desire is to make you comfortable as we can. The meals will be served here starting this. I guess they've already started in a sense for some. But this evening, three meals tomorrow and three meals Sunday. If you need accommodations, Sister Helen Barton, she will love to find a place for you. We will have a children's program. We'll speak of that a little more later on. And as I look about, it's, I guess, no need to say control the children. Oh, we don't need to say that. So we won't. The kitchen sometimes gets very busy, but you know, they like serving the brethren. They've been looking forward to this a long time, too. And they like to see your smiling face and your greeting. But the only thing maybe we could remember is that when they look real busy, seek it out another time. So they will appreciate that, too. There are chapel caps on the last table to my right, to your left, if you have need. So, dear brethren, then, Psalms 90 and 17. Let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish thou the work of our hands upon us. Yea, amen. So can we close then by the singing of 143? And Brother Ed, we'll ask you to come back up here, if you will, please.
Loving Father in heaven, as we continue our thoughts and prayers and adoration unto Thee, may the thoughts that have been just presented to us concerning the welcome that we receive by Thy kind hand into this very ministry that we share under Thy kind provisions, we give Thee thanks, dear Father. I bless the words that Brother Jerry has drawn to our attention, and bless again the brethren that followed during the course of this convention on this platform. O rule all things to highest welfare, with the realization, loving Father, that this convention and its arrangements will bring each of us, by Thy grace and mercy, one step nearer to our heavenly home, if we abide by its principles. Through Christ we pray. Amen.